So we had a question regarding how to hold the different levels of application within the letter of the word. For example, its application to the Lord's glorification, the regeneration of the human mind, and the development of the church. So we have these different levels, of course, contained within the letter, and it's a question about how we hold these in our reading of the letter. Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. My sense of it is that it's needful to remove, and I say this a lot, but to remove the idea of person. So we are seeing ourselves as one thing or the other. So this is the person in relation to ourself in relation to the text. Whereas in actual fact, yes, we are all a church, but we are also all the churches simultaneously. So all the levels that are being spoken about are in existence now. And the things that are, say, not a church, but a representation of a church, is probably those things that are more at the level of memory knowledge. And doctrinal things I'm talking about, but as we subscribe to those as if they are a church, because we rattle them off as our belief, but they haven't been worked into the life, then they really are something that is taken hold of via our proprial elements that are mixed in there. So as a representation of the church, it all sounds churchy, but in actual fact, it is not. Therefore, that part is something that has to be worked through. But when we're caught in it, we can't see it. That's the problem, you know. So if you take this story and you take, I have no doubt at all, Levi and Simeon thought they were doing God's work, you know, and what they were doing. Yeah, which describes ourselves when we are caught at that level. We're involved in violation of spiritual things, caught in the illusion that we are promoting them. So thinking about it on a grander scale as to what was going on with the Lord. All that he took from his culture, if you like, so talking about the very exterior, is the maternal heredity. It's as much, so that's the maternal heredity, right, that had to be cast off. And so the dynamics are still playing out on that level. The actors are those spirits in the spiritual world that are active at that level. So there is this constant refusal to accept interior truths going on as the Lord is trying. You know, you see that in a very graphic way in his dealing with the Pharisees and the scribes. There's this constant resistance and non-acceptance. So that's an illustration of what's going on internally on a much bigger scale in terms of the hells that he's dealing with on that level. So what's kind of important here, and I know exactly what you're saying, because, you know, it's always a struggle, you know, and it's always going to be, to get these things sorted, because we switch between thinking individual person to collective humanity. And like, so all these things are kind of mixed in our thinking as we try and navigate our way through. And what happens is that as the levels get mixed up, the questions become irreconcilable. So there's a need to keep everything in its proper level, but that's a real struggle of trying to sort out, you know, what belongs to what the Lord's doing in terms of the human race as a whole, but is being described and illustrated in terms of him, in terms of his internal person, at a very sort of limited way, in terms of him being an individual versus him being a physical human being in the exterior world dealing with the scribes and Pharisees. All these things get mixed up, but they are all different levels. And it's, you know, my sense is that it's only as we work that we, that there is any hope of these levels starting to be sorted out in our own thinking, so that they become reconciled. Because the other dimension is the glorification principles operating in regard to the word itself within your mind. So as the word is trying to become glorified, that is recognized as the Lord within us, it goes through exactly the same processes unfold there as well. So, you know, so we're kind of caught in a very large theater, mixed levels for us, but clearly from the Lord's perspective, you know, there's nothing, it's not a problem, you know, it's all very clear. So, but yeah, you know, I think in terms of a simple experience of it, we often find it when we're reading the text, you know, the letter or what is of space, time, person, place initially dominates the mind. And there's this process we go through as interior truths are brought to bear on that to give it some form of order as a vessel which can support interior things rather than dominate them. So the same process of that's unfolded across the Lord's life, described the Lord in the, you know, when the Lord was in the world, occurs every time we engage with the letter of the text. The question is, can you give a practical or concrete example of what's involved in the events described in the reading, in particular as it relates to our own experience? So with regard to this question, I unpack the process in the first half, and in the second half, when pressed for further clarification, a more personal example is given. Okay, so so again, it's thinking, it's trying to think in terms of a process which has opposite elements contained with it happening simultaneously. That's where our difficulty lies. So there's a resistance. So let's just break it down. You know, so on one aspect, you have Simeon and Levi as any form of negative emotion flowing from a proprial state that is opposing the inflow of the divine, of love and wisdom. So that's, and I mean, any time we enter into a proprial state, or a proprial state becomes active, it cannot see what is good and true. So if we are in that state, we effectively are blind to what's going on. And you have this process of resistance and destruction going on. So that's one way. That's one way of viewing it. And then, you know, you may fall into a proprial state of "there's no hope for me," or whatever the self-talk is that comes out. "I am that." Okay, so that's one aspect. The other aspect is that as the Lord approaches, those negative states have to be exposed, and this is the means by which those states are exposed. So it's actually an act of mercy and compassion that is operating, by which what is opposed to the divine can be rejected ultimately, and the slaying of what is of the ancient church, or those remains that through which the Lord is approaching, is actually an indrawing of, because death is resurrection spiritually, so it's actually an indrawing and an establishment at a deeper level of what is of the Lord and what angelic influence can work through, and a casting off of what's represented by Simeon and Levi. So as that process unfolds, it's really, so in terms of regeneration, the process of regeneration, it is the proprial aspects being pushed to the exterior and what is of the Lord being more established as the basis for our life interiorly. So having dealt with the process in a more abstract way, I now go on to provide a more concrete example. Okay, so someone approaches you and says something that offends you, and it's what arises in that situation that this dynamic will play out. So we've all had this experience already. It's not something we have to go out and find. You know, someone close to you points something out to you that you are resistant to. But, you know, they could well be coming from a more interior space and concerned for your spiritual welfare or however that plays out. But there's something, you know, they catch you where something else is active and resists that and doesn't want to see it. So immediately you're seeing what, so you're unteachable, which is Simeon in a negative sense, and wanting to dispatch those truths that are more interior, pointing something out of the proprium in us that actually the Lord is seeking to bring us in front of, so that it can be dealt with. The question is, how are we to spiritually view the ravishing of Dinah? The Lord operating has to use a method or an approach which, in the initial stages, because of our own disorder, looks disordered but can be corrected once the process begins to unfold. The process by which this disordered state is brought into order is expounded upon in the Arcana Celestia 9184. The question is, how are we to spiritually understand the slaughtering of Shechem and the men of the city? The other aspect of it is, and so that it isn't corrupted through being wedded to what is represented by that proprial state with, you know, the sons of Jacob taken as a whole in a negative sense. Yeah.